In this bulletin, US presidential candidate Joe Biden, confident he will win the election with a clear majority, direct flights between Tasmania and New Zealand to begin from January 2021, and in rugby, the All Blacks say they won't be underestimating the Wallabies in the fourth and final Bledisloe Cup test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. United States presidential candidate Joe Biden has expressed confidence he will win the US election as his lead widens over President Donald Trump. Neither candidate has so far reached the 270 Electoral College votes needed to claim victory. With six states left to call, Mr. Biden is ahead in the four battleground states of Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada, while Mr. Trump is leading in North Carolina and Alaska. Mr. Biden says he is on track to win over 300 Electoral College votes and a clear majority, calling for unity across the nation.
I know watching these vote tallies on TV moves very slow, and it's and as slow as it goes, it can be numbing. But never forget, the tallies aren't just numbers. They represent votes and voters. Men and women who exercise their fundamental right to have their voice heard. And what's becoming clear each hour is that record number of Americans of all races, faiths, religions chose change over more of the same.
President Trump has renewed his unsubstantiated accusations of vote rigging, hinting at further legal action to halt ballot counting in key states. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he would work just as closely with Joe Biden if he wins the US election, as he has worked with past presidents.
Of course. I mean, that is absolutely. If once the election has concluded and all the votes are counted and it is declared and there is... You know, that has not been resolved yet, but that has always been our approach. See, the Australia-US relationship is bigger than any one individual. It's bigger than any prime minister, any president. I've said this consistently. And it's wide and it's deep and it's incredibly important.
Victorian businesses are being targeted in a compliance blitz over the weekend as the state reports no new cases for eight consecutive days. Authorities are conducting compliance checks on high-risk workplaces to ensure they are following health directives, with rule breakers to face fines of up to $10,000. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says the progress Victorians have made during the pandemic must be sustained. It comes ahead of the planned easing of restrictions tomorrow, with travel expected to resume between Melbourne and regional Victoria. Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin has welcomed a new agreement that would see flights between Tasmania and New Zealand for the first time in more than 20 years. The federal government will be contributing $50 million to the plan for 130 direct flights between Hobart and New Zealand per year. Hobart Airport will be transformed to receive the international flights, with the state government contributing $10 million for infrastructure upgrades. Mr. Gutwin says the first flights from New Zealand are expected to begin in January next year.
We're already engaged and in final stage negotiations with a carrier. And at this stage, that would bring with it around 130 flights over the course of a year. Some 26 to 30,000 visitors would be the capacity. So it's a fantastic opportunity for Hobart. It's a fantastic opportunity for Tasmania. And we'll continue to work closely with the Commonwealth Government on this issue.
In sport, the All Blacks are looking to use the Bledisloe finale against the Wallabies in Brisbane to lock in a strong position in the Tri Nations tournament. The All Blacks secured an emphatic 43-5 win over the Wallabies last Saturday in Sydney to take home the Bledisloe Cup for an 18th successive year. Australians go into the game in Brisbane, which doubles as a fixture in the Tri Nations, also including Argentina, with a solid record at Suncorp Stadium, winning six tests there in a row. All Blacks captain Sam Kane says his side is not making the mistake of underestimating the Wallabies.
They've always been a side that plays well with their backs against the walls, and you could say that's where they are at the moment. for me, I see it as a massive challenge for us. I look at our record at Suncorp, and it's something that we're not proud of, and I want to make sure we do everything we can to go up there and get a good win against them, a good performance.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 25 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 27. Melbourne, sunny 20. Hobart, mostly sunny, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 19. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 18. Sydney, cloudy, 19. Newcastle, much the same, 20. Brisbane, shower 2, 23. Cairns, shower 2, 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.